There was suddenly a shortage of space when three of the nation's six low-level radioactive waste disposal facilities closed in the 1970s. The states that had the three remaining waste sites complained they were becoming the dumping grounds for the nation, so they restricted the amount of waste they'd accept. But in 1995, South Carolina's politicians realized there was an opportunity to bolster state coffers by raising taxes on the waste. David Ebenhack is a company vice president for Chem Nuclear Systems, the operator of South Carolina's waste site.
They changed the tax from $6 a cubic foot to $235 a cubic foot. That's a significant increase, and the taxes have made a significant impact on the generators and how the generators manage their waste.
The disposal of low-level radioactive waste had been relatively cheap. Ebenhack says the generators, nuclear power plants, hospitals, manufacturers, and universities, now faced big bills.
With the cost that's involved, they look at all the possibilities for either not generating as much waste or for that waste that they do generate to generate as small amount as possible, and then to see what they can do about recycling that waste if it's possible, reusing it, reducing it in some way or other. There has been a fairly large technological, if you will, effort to reduce the volume of low-level waste that is shipped for disposal.
The waste generators had expected the states to build new disposal facilities under a mandate from the federal government. But finding a site for a low-level radioactive waste dump is not popular. The efforts have been met with protests. People who've never protested anything show up at county board meetings with signs that read, "Heck no, we won't glow." Adam Levin is a radioactive waste manager for Commonwealth Edison, an electric utility in Illinois which operates several nuclear power plants.
I don't believe any radioactive waste generator really understood the type of outcry that we would see from the public with respect to trying to locate low-level waste disposal facilities. It turned out to be a very difficult and contentious process.
Like other generators, Commonwealth Edison couldn't wait on the hope that new disposal facilities would be built. It had to do something now. So ComEd created less waste. It decontaminated material and reused it. It hired a company to burn radioactive waste and then further compacted the ashes.
The reason that ComEd and other companies have gone ahead to take approaches to reduce low-level waste volumes is because of the cost for waste disposal.
Commonwealth Edison reduced its low-level radioactive waste volume by 70%. Other generators have had similar success. In fact, David Ebenhack at Chem Nuclear says since the taxes on disposal made the cost so high, the annual waste volume fell from almost 2.5 million cubic feet a year in the early 1980s to less than 170,000 cubic feet this year from essentially the same customer base.
So the compacts, in a strange sort of way, although they haven't created any new sites, have indeed done one of the things that they wanted to do. They wanted to, you know, not have as much low-level waste generated in the United States. Well, they clearly have been successful in that effort. Not directly, but indirectly through efforts by the generators.
There's no disputing the volume of the waste has been reduced dramatically. However, when measuring low-level radioactive waste, volume is only one measurement. The radioactivity of the waste is the most significant concern. Dwayne Weigel is the principal author of a report published by the U.S. General Accounting Office. The GAO report found burning and compacting the waste only made the volume smaller. It did not make it any less radioactive.
There's a lot of steps being taken to reduce the volume of waste, but the radioactivity contained in that waste has not declined all that much. It seems to vary from year to year. So what you have is a significant decline in the volume of waste, but not in the radioactivity contained in the waste.
But even the reduction in volume might be a short-term accomplishment. The nation's aging nuclear power plants will begin to be decommissioned in the coming years. Dismantling the power plants will generate huge amounts of low-level radioactive waste. The nation will be forced to decide where to put it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.